starring the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. As the tunnel door closed on Jim, Kitty turned to see a fully aroused and infuriated Pedro, who demanded to know whom she was talking to. When she refused to tell him the real story, he threatened to kill her. In desperation, she screamed out, and Kolu, answering her cry, arrived in time to have a terrific battle. And as a result, now Pedro and one of his guards lie bound hand and foot in a closet of the plantation house. Immediately after Kolu joins Jungle Jim in the secret tunnel, and they come by accident on the most important of J7's secrets unearthed to date. They are still crouched behind a large rock in one of the many caves the tunnel leads to, gazing in wonderment.
Keep down, Kolu.
What that be, Tuan Jim?
That, Kolu, is the final answer to our questions about Doc Beard and how J7 intends to accomplish his plan.
Kolu not know what that thing be.
That, Kolu, is a torpedo. The largest one I've ever seen.
Torpedo look like big silver shark, Tuan.
Boy, oh boy, what teeth that shark carries. There's room for more than that 100 cases of dynamite we saw stored under the house.
Now we got to blow up that stuff before Doc Beard can put in boat.
That's no boat, Kolu. We can't blow up that dynamite without killing everything for half a mile around here, including ourselves.
Look, Tuan.
What?
They got door in top of that torpedo.
Gosh, what does that madman intend to do? Maybe he means to drive that thing himself and direct it to Gatton Dam.
He be killed, Tuan. He not that crazy.
You never can tell what such an egomaniac would attempt, Kolu. Maybe he could get out in time to be picked up. Then again, maybe not. I don't know.
Why can't he tie steering wheel, Tuan, then let torpedo go in straight line?
Well, it's not so simple as that, Kolu. The usual way is to install a gyroscope control. That makes allowance for currents and steers the torpedo as straight as a man could if he were inside.
I like to put Doc Beard inside, close up with one case of dynamite, small explosion, that's all.
That's a swell idea, Kolu, but tell me, just how can we get the Doc to cooperate?
Kolu can do. I got plenty poison dart, blowpipe, take from Indian guard you hit on head. I get every one of those fellows in there. Be easy, Tuan.
That's not bad, Kolu. But they're still working on that torpedo. And my guess is it won't be finished for days yet. In any case, they have to load the explosives and get it in the water before they can use it.
Tuan Jim know best.
We can't attack yet. They have the advantage of numbers. Even though we surprise them, we might lose out, Kolu. And then they could get away with this attempt to blow up the canal.
Yes, Tuan. But this be first time Tuan Jim wait for fight.
Look, Kolu, this is not a personal fight. The fate of an entire nation could depend upon the result. And we have the time, Kolu. I want to get those rats in a trap. Find out what country is behind J7. And then we can fight. You just wait, Kolu. You'll enjoy yourself yet.
Yes, Tuan. Kolu, do what you say.
We've got to get this report to Colonel Barrett. Boy, we certainly could use a short wave set on this job.
Kolu be short wave. Go very fast.
Maybe you better go back to the house. See how Kitty is getting along. And if I don't return at 3, tell her to flash the signal.
Yes, Tuan. Then Kolu come right back.
No, I'll be all right. Even if they discover me, it's a cinch to hold them off till I get through the cellar door and into the house.
The unsuspecting Doc Beard and his crew of workmen are as busy as beavers putting the finishing touches on a giant torpedo, large enough to carry an explosive charge sufficient to blow the Gatton Dam to dust and leave the Panama Canal a useless monument to man's ingenuity. During a lull in the noise, the code signal is tapped out on the rock door of the cave.
quiet, Mendito. See who that is?
Si, si, master.
Red Johnson. Where did you come from? How dare you come here without my permission? Who gave you that signal for the door?
What a swell way to greet a guy that's traveled 3,000 miles to see an old pal.
Since when have you considered me a pal?
I don't mean you, Doc. Where's Lefty?
Oh, so that's it. Lefty, that traitor, he told you.
He didn't tell me nothing I didn't know. Only where the shop was and the signal to get in.
That's all he told you? Just that? Well, he's through telling anything to anyone. You fellows, get back to work. Come on over here, Red.
Where's Lefty?
Lefty had a slight accident. Yes, a slight accident. We left him alone in a room with a revolver containing one shot. Dear me, he even did a messy job of that.
You mean he...
You know well what I mean. Bunglers and traitors have no place in my organization. And Lefty will tell no more tales.
Well, all right, Doc. Maybe he deserved it. I don't butt into serious business like that, but he was a nice guy, Doc.
What do you want, Red? And when are you leaving?
Well, you see, Doc, I sort of planned on staying around here a while.
You'll do nothing of the kind. I have no use for you around here, and I'm busy. So Manito will escort you to the edge of the grounds. And don't come back. That's final.
Now, look, Doc, I didn't come this far empty-handed. You know, I always like to do a little trading on my trips.
What can you possibly have to trade that I want?
You know that new gadget the Navy developed for controlling torpedoes by radio?
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Now, then, why did you make four different attempts to lift one from an Eastern Navy yard? And furthermore, I know three of your men were killed trying to...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I had some slight interest, but only idle curiosity. Idle curiosity.
Yeah. Then I suppose you're building that tin fish for canoe races. Listen, Doc, Lefty told me the whole setup. You're not kidding me.
What did Lefty tell you?
Why, enough for me to know that you'll pay plenty for one of those new radio controls for torpedoes. Brand new, first class, and you know how it works. Now, what's it worth to you?
Where did you get it, Red?
Oh, I got my ways. You know, the West Coast Navy yards are easier than the one in the East.
You got away clean? Sure you weren't followed?
Get away. I'm here, ain't I? You see anyone tailing me? Those G-men are just as dumb as all the other
G-men.
Cops.
G-men? Why, you dumb ox. Why did you come here? Get out of here. Get out of here at
Doc,
once.
Doc, your nerves are in an awful state. You need a vacation.
Red, I'm going to kill you.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. You don't have to worry. Nobody followed me. Nobody knows I'm here except you. I flew down.
You lie. No plane can land here except at military fields. You'd never get away with it.
Who said anything about landing? Ain't you heard about parachute troops? Me and my baggage just floated in on a morning breeze.
Oh, manna from heaven. Yes, Red, maybe you're a good omen.
A what?
Never mind. Where have you got the control device?
Oh, wait a minute, Doc. Not so fast. Don't rush me. A little matter of business first.
You can trust me. I've always treated everyone generously.
Yeah. Lefty told me you always said that.
Never mind, Lefty. He earned what he got. And you'll get what you earn. Now, how much do you want?
Let me see. About 25,000 bucks. Yeah, that'll cover it nicely.
Come, Red. Now we can make a better deal than that.
No, we can't, Doc. And don't reach for that gun. Won't do you no good. There's two of us in on this, Doc. My pal's waiting for me, see? If I don't come back with the dough, he tosses the control device into the lake. And you'll never get it.
You think of everything, don't you, Red?
Well, I'm still alive. But it's a hard life. Yeah, it's a hard life. What do you say, Doc?
$25,000. Well, it's a lot of money, but I suppose it's worth it.
Cash, Doc. Cash.
Yes, of course, cash. Come on up to the house.
Wow. Yeah, this is quite a layout. Yeah. Some job making it, huh?
It was a natural cave formation. All we built were the tunnels. Who's there? Answer me, I shoot!
Jim was eavesdropping on the conversation between Doc Beard and Red Johnson. He carelessly loosened a rock, and had to dodge down a small passageway where Beard and Johnson passed him on the way to the house. In the meantime, Kolo rejoins Kitty at the plantation house to await either the return of Jungle Jim or the hour appointed to signal the canal guard patrol.
Kolo.
Yes, Missy.
Is Jim all right?
Jim, fine, Missy. Get big, big news. Find out everything about Doc Beard now. He have big workshop in cave by end of new tunnel.
Workshop, Kolo?
Yeah.
What in the world is he working on?
Big silver shark. Twan Jim say be torpedo to blow up big dam. Water all go out of canal.
Jim will never let them use it, Kolo.
Kolo want to start fight right now with poison dart. No make no noise. Twan Jim say no. We got plenty time yet.
So that's the real secret. A super torpedo. Oh, maybe I should have signaled the guard long ago.
No, Missy. Twan Jim say you signal guard at 3 o'clock if he no be back.
Well, we haven't long to wait.
You hear any noise from that Pedro?
No, Kolo. I've looked at them twice while you were gone. The two of them have been as quiet as church mice.
They're not getting more trouble for a long time, Missy. They got plenty now. I go give look-see.
A torpedo. So that's why they have such a store of high explosives down the cellar.
Missy Kitty.
Yes?
That Pedro escape. Him and guard bite rope off hands. Get away somewhere.
No, Kolo, they couldn't.
They're gone, Missy.
Now the fact's in the fire. If they get to Doc Beard, the whole gang will be down in our ears before Jim can get back.
Maybe we find in house. Maybe in cellar. Come, Missy.
No. Wait, Kolo. I'll get the Tommy gun. They'll be armed by now.
We look here.
Do you see them?
No, Missy.
Kolo, we've got to find them. Here. Try this
not
one, Kolo.
Here.
If they're not here, I don't know where to look for them. Easy, Kolo. It's dark in there.
Who be there?
Oh, you'll throw knives, will you?
What happened?
This gun is jammed, Kolo.
Never mind, Missy. Kolo get them anyway.
Be careful, Kolo. There's two of them.
You come out, Pedro, or I kill you with bare hands.
Yellow Indian dog, big. You come in.
Don't, Kolo. I'll have this gun working in a moment.
No work, Missy. You go away, Missy.
Will Kolo be able to battle his way to victory over Pedro and the Indian guard? Has Jungle Jim escaped in the tunnel? Will Kitty be able to give the signal to the guards in time to prevent J7 from carrying out his plans? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.